The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lagging, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. That's some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, he tweaked his ankle last week in practice. Just a little bit. Played in the game with it this past game. Still bothered him a little bit, so we're going to give him this week here to get it right.
Is that the same one he had the procedure on?
No.
Okay, Troy Rank there with the astute follow-up question to Vic Fangio. So, Bradley Chubb dealing with ankle issues. He had the procedure during the summer. Now, the other one is acting up. You know injuries. Boy, do you know injuries. And you can kind of, I guess, get a sense of kind of reading the room, reading the tea leaves when it comes to maybe the severity of an injury. Where would you put this on the red flag meter? How much of a red flag is this?
I think you've got enough time here to recoup and feel good before week one, but obviously it's a concern, Mike. This is kind of the history now of Bradley Chubb. He's a guy that's spent a lot of time. I mean, he came out of college having ACL issue, right? Or having did he have two repairs in college? One in high school, one in college?
One in college.
I thought for some reason I was thinking he's had two, maybe one in high school or something. But anyhow, doesn't matter. Then he had another ACL. Now he's got the ankle issues. And I mean, it's hard when your body breaks down. And like I said, you start putting more pressure on other parts of your body. It's just a tough deal, regardless if he's had at least two ACLs, right? So I think now you've got time. You've got time to recoup before you have to start practicing, you know, hardcore for the Giants and really getting ready. But the bottom line is,
how did you do it in high school?
Yeah, it's a concern. So this is the third ACL he's had. That's a concern. Obviously, it's a huge concern.
Well, you're talking about a guy who's all about explosiveness, and you got knee issues and ankle issues.
Yeah.
Not a good recipe.
No, it's a terrible recipe.
Takes away from some of the chop licking for next week.
Right. But Jonathan Cooper, I bet you he's chop licking.
True.
He's going to get some opportunity.
True.
Malik Reed.
True.
He's chop licking. I know Von Miller's chop licking.
Oh, you know he's chop licking.
Oh, my goodness.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, honestly, when I was out there, and when I'm out here practicing, I don't think about it at all. So that's been the biggest blessing with this whole ACL process. It's not even on my mind or anything.
Albert Okwuegbunam. I don't know what the heck Greasy and Levy were doing last week.
I didn't. What did they say?
They were off. They were both off.
Oh, which makes it feel like two negatives create a positive.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pronounced Okwuegbunam. It's all together Okwuegbunam.
What is it?
Wait a minute.
Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam. Well, you may hear that again.
Yeah, it's pronounced Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam.
All together, Okwuegbunam.
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 I don't like Okwu.
Okwu.
I like Okwu.
Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam.
If you like Okwuegbunam,
that's incredibly helpful.
It's rain.
Yeah.
If you're not into health food, if you're into champagne.
So good to have you.
I gotta get you some Okwuegbunam and cut through all this red tape. At a bar called the Malleys, where we're planning our escape. Woo!
Oh.
Wind blew down, humming and humming down.
Just add that to the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Stink's greatest hits.
That's right, baby.
Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
Oh!
He's back.
Is Albert O still... Do you have the same, I guess, interest, excitement for Albert O with Drew Locke not being the quarterback? Because wasn't that the idea that these two knew each other so well at Missouri that it would be really interesting here in the pros?
Yeah, I still have a lot of... I still think that Albert O... Okwuegbunam. I still think that Albert Okwuegbunam has a lot of...
Oh, now you're just showing off.
Yeah, it has a lot of... I'm going to tap out and just say Alvaro when the time comes on the broadcast.
No. You have to nail it.
Uwebunam?
Okuwebunam. And then you can go into Alvaro. But you got to do it right once.
Okay.
All right.
Ben, can you send me that sound just so I have it on my phone? Thank you. I will put it in my folder, share it with
Mark's
the crew.
Sleeping the night before the game. Next on the Morning Bro.
So, yeah, I'm going 100% with what I'm able to do. But, you know, continue as we get more reps and I get more team reps and more work in, more of those natural reps are going to come in.
All right, Saquon Barkley.
At a ball called the Malleys. We were planning our escape. Woo! Well, I tell you what, I'll probably be opening up like an opening act for if you two comes to Red Rocks. Stink sings the hits.
We should make an
act. Well, you do claim to be tight with Bono, so. Oh, yeah, Bono and I?
Yeah.
Was that my daughter reach out to?
Yeah. Where am I?
I don't
Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley went through a full contact workout yesterday.
All right.
So.
Hey, every workout behind that offensive line is full contact.
Oh, man.
Hey! Can we just go to break? I mean, I am just crushing this segment. I just got you off track.
There's nothing you can do. I got nothing.
Just go to the next one.
All right. Next on the Morning Break.
Two dudes. Ultimate dudes.
We got college football this weekend. We got CU and Northern Colorado. Eddie McCaffrey going into Folsom Field against the Buffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're like a 40-point favorite or something like that. 37.5, I think.
Yeah.
And then CSU takes on South Dakota.
Jackrabbits, right?
And they're only that's a really good program. And CSU's only a field goal favorite in that one.
Right. It's not North Dakota State. It's the Jackrabbits. South Dakota, I believe.
Yeah. So we got college football back. Did you...
I watched Ohio State last night. I watched our boy Joel.
Yep.
Yeah. It was great. Minnesota's... I love the what's the guy's name? PJ Fleck or whatever is the coach of the Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah. He does such a great job of having everybody buy in and... They've got a running back who left the game. I can't remember his name. It's like Muhammad.
Abraham.
Yeah, something like that. Man, he looked great, and then he left with an injury, didn't return. Hope he's okay because he looked like the real deal. But it was fun to kick off college football again to see fans in the stands and to hear Joel call a game. I always listen with great. I always listen with really tuned in ears just to hear, because I think Joel is tremendous. I think he's just tremendous. And so I always really tune in just to hear the way Joel does a game.
Can you make this quick? I got a meeting.
Yeah, just hold on, Joel.
I'm trying to give you praise
right
here. Come on.
I'm praising you right now. I think he does a great job with that stuff. And I've worked with Joel's producer, Chuck McDonald, who's a great guy. I think they do a phenomenal job. So I really like listening to the way they do a game.
Well, you are cordially invited to join me tomorrow between 2 and 4 at the Sports Column in Lodo for a Coors Light watch party. We're going to be hanging out watching college football tomorrow between 2 and 4. We're going to be doing that all throughout the course of the college football season. Zach Bye and I will be doing hosting a lot of these college football watch parties. So
really?
Tomorrow,
I want to pound his ass.
Wow.
So just
that escalated.
Make sure
I like that.
Make sure when you're there with Zach, you tread lightly. Don't get him upset at all.
Do not cross Buddy Ravel.
Yeah, right.
Buddy Ravel will challenge you to a fight in the parking lot at 3 o'clock.
Me?
Listen to me, you little you and me in a fight at 3 o'clock. And there is nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. So go ahead and piss Zach off it too, and that's what you're going to be hearing.
It's your own peril.
Right.
Me, I'm much more agreeable. I'll just be sitting there with wing sauce dripping down my fingers and on my cheek and everything like that. Yeah. I'll just be having a grand old time.
You will. I mean, it will be, you'll probably have to have an extra couple appointments at Body Solutions. Right?
That's right.
You probably have to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I'm going to need some extra saran wrap this week.
Extra saran wrap. Throw some more intense red, white, red wave lengths on my midsection because it's full of wings. It's full of wings and
so good to have
fries.
You back. So good to have you back.
And gravy juice.
So good to have you back. All right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Cecil Lammy, so happy because George Payton knows him. He'll join us next.